Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Danny Lohr.
Two recipes for eggplant today. An eggplant caviar that would go great on any dip platter at your next party. And crispy eggplant fries, a way to introduce non-believers to this unique food. But first, here's Megan Meyer with a look at this week's news.
After a dramatic season of campaigning and lobbying, three major green measures fell flat when California's legislative session came to an end Tuesday night. Despite support from Governor Schwarzenegger, advocates of bans on bisphenol A and single-use grocery bags, and an increase of alternative energy usage, failed to garner enough votes to pass the legislation. Schwarzenegger vowed in a press conference he would not give up on the measures regardless of these initial roadblocks. The Food and Drug Administration conducted inspections this week of the farms found to be sources of the recent spike in salmonella-related illnesses. The reports filed by the FDA inspectors noted the presence of rats and mice, cockroaches, maggots, and even 8-foot walls of manure that had accumulated under the chicken house floors. The inspectors also found that protocols to prevent the spread of disease on the farms were being ignored. Of the implicated farms, both Wright County Egg and Quality Egg are owned and operated by Peter DeCoster, who has had several past run-ins with officials over health, environmental, and employee treatment issues. And a Washington State University study was published this week supporting a few of the health and environmental benefits of organically grown produce that foodies have been professing for years. The researchers found that organic strawberries have a longer shelf life and are packed with more antioxidants and vitamin C than their conventional counterparts. The organic strawberries in the study also appeared to have higher concentration of phenolic compounds, which are currently believed to promote cardiovascular health. You can learn more about all of these stories on our website, eartheats.org, or get updates all week long by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/eartheats. For Earth Eats, I'm Megan Meyer.
A while back, we asked you, our listeners, to tell us what ingredient you would like us to cook on Earth Eats. Well, your response was loud and clear: eggplant. At the farmer's market, I found a vendor selling a few different varieties of eggplants.
We have just the regular Black Beauty. I pick them small and large because people like, you know, choices.
That's Kim Bryant of Bryant Farms in Ellettsville, Indiana.
I grow the Pink Tongue Asian eggplant.
That's this?
That's the longish purple. I, again, pick them, you know, larger, smaller. And then this is the Fairy Tale eggplant. It's a miniature version of, you know, like the Pink Tongue, really. A lot of people like it, you know, for sautés, stir fries, shish kebabs. It's real popular for that.
Bryant says growing eggplants is tricky. They require a lot of babysitting.
It's about 3 months before you really get them going good. And if you've succeeded in keeping them happy that whole time, they produce like crazy.
How long will these be in season?
They probably have another month. Usually mid-September, they're starting to give it up. What affects them most is the daylight. When it starts getting shorter, then it kind of makes them grow lopsided or something.
Of these three different varieties that I see, how do they differ in taste? How would they differ with how you cook them?
These two here, they saute and stir fry really well. A lot of people like to do these on the grill. They'll oil and then wrap it in foil and just put it right on the grill. A lot of people use these mostly for baking, like the eggplant parmesan, or to light fry it like a hamburger.
See pictures of these three different varieties of eggplant on our website. While you're there, add your photos to our Flickr page. From eartheats.org, scroll down to the bottom right and click Add Your Photos. We've heard from our listeners that eggplant is tough to cook. I wonder why that is.
A lot of the problem people have is that there's a touch of bitterness in some eggplant, and that's been breeded out of a lot of these plants now that we get here in America. But if you get a nice, firm eggplant and it still has a touch of bitterness in it, you can salt it first. What you do is you slice it and sprinkle it with some kosher salt, let it sit for a while, and you'll see that it kind of pulls a lot of the moisture out. Then you rinse those off, pat them dry, and there's another benefit by doing that is they'll absorb less grease when you cook them. Another thing I like to do if I'm making an eggplant parmesan or some other dish that typically use fried eggplant in, you can grill the eggplant instead. Brush it with a little bit of olive oil and season it with some garlic, salt, and pepper. And then one last trick is roasting the eggplant. You can puree that and make your baba ganoush and different eggplant sauces and dips and things with that. Or you can slice it and roast it on a cookie sheet with just a little bit of olive oil, and that way you won't be deep frying it.
Now let's go to the kitchen for our first eggplant recipe.
Today we're going to start with a eggplant caviar. And it's a spread that you can use in a lot of different dishes. What I've done is I've roasted some eggplants. So we're going to, you want them to be very, very soft. Just going to cut them up. Okay, and then in my food processor, I'm going to add some seasonings. I've got some whole fennel seeds, which have that kind of anise flavor. I'm going to add some crushed red pepper flakes, some garlic cloves, a little bit of curry powder, and some salt. And I'm going to grind all these spices together. Also, by grinding the fennel seeds, I'm releasing the essential oils from them, and they're going to be much more aromatic. You could even take it to another level and toast the fennel seeds beforehand in a dry pan. It really brings that a whole different level. It's done a lot in Indian cuisines, the roasting of the spices. All right, now I've got those in there. I'm going to add my eggplant, putting two eggplants in this.
Skins and all.
Skins and all, and it's going to give it the little black specks. And then the seeds inside are also a little bit like caviar. If you look at that, I'll pull out a few of these anchovies.
Love it. I didn't know we were going to get anchovies today. I'm excited.
Now, these are the salted anchovies, which come packed in oil. And we're just going to dice them up. And that's just going to give it a little more depth and flavor. And that will be the little je ne sais quoi that people ask, what's that in there? Okay, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. I'm going to finish it up by tasting it, adding a little bit of lemon juice to it. Now, you could take this in all different directions. You could add some mint to it, which would be delicious. You could add some tahini to it, which would make it a baba ganoush. You know, it's classic throughout the Mediterranean region. And that is our caviar d'aubergine or eggplant caviar.
We've put a number of additional eggplant recipes on our website for you to try in your kitchen. Print them out and then send us your favorite eggplant recipes. Drop us an email at eartheats@gmail.com. Now, a recipe for eggplant fries that will keep you coming back for more.
Like I often say, there's a vegetable or something that you're afraid to try. Try to make it into something that you really like. And everybody loves French fries. So I've cut these into little thin strips about a quarter to a half inch thick. What we're going to do is to degorge them, which means that we're going to salt them, and we're going to let them sit for about a half an hour. And what you're going to see, they're going to kind of weep a little bit, and the moisture is going to come out of them. All right, now we're just going to make the fry batter for them. Okay, so for this, we're going to beat together one nice farm fresh egg. We've got a quarter cup of milk. We've got a little bit of our Greek seasoning, which has some oregano and sea salt in it, a little bit of garlic powder, and a little bit of smoked paprika. I don't know if you've ever had smoked paprika before.
Oh, that's, I can smell the smokiness.
Yeah, it's really smoky. It comes from Spain. I'm going to add just a little bit of sorghum. Sorghum, that's going to allow them to brown nicely. Anytime you add a pinch of sugar or sweetener to a batter, that's to help it caramelize and brown. Okay, we're going to add our rice flour, and we're going to add a little bit of cornmeal. And you just want it fairly loose so it coats the eggplant well. Okay, we're going to take this back and fry our eggplant fries. And I like to leave that skin on these because you can see it really adds kind of a dramatic color difference between the golden eggplant and that dark skin. It has a nice texture to it as well. It's one of the great things about eggplant is it's kind of like tofu or chicken breast. It's a blank canvas, and you get to create whatever you'd like out of it. There are other dishes I like to do on the grill, and the grill will give it a smokiness. You want to cook eggplant until it's soft. So when you touch it, it should be a little bit mushy. It shouldn't be firm at all. If it's firm, it tends to be undercooked, and that's where your bitterness will come. Now we have the eggplant coming out now. You can always have a little draining station set up. We have a little pie pan here that we have some paper towel in. Anytime you fry something, you always want to salt it right when it comes out of the fryer, because that way the hot oil will make the salt adhere to the fried item. Okay, and when you're preparing this, you're probably going to want to have a dipping sauce. I like to use an aioli. Aioli is a garlic-scented mayonnaise. Make a green goddess dressing. You do a roasted red pepper coulis. And that's all there is to eggplant french fries.
We have a recipe for green goddess dressing on the website. Photos, recipes, and archived episodes, all just a click away at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.